talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope your holiday weekend was good. Mine was great. Let's check out some temperatures here. You can see where the cold front's at for sure. 55 at Hollis, 50 at Bessie, 47 at Arnett, 43 at Freedom, 41 at Cherokee. Breckenridge, you're 42. Slapout's 41 out here in the Panhandle. 45 at Lipscomb. 51 at Miami. 57 at Dozer. And 55 at Odell. So, you guys started your weight loss program from the four-day holiday weekend yet? Huh? Have you? All right. Well, I had a pretty good weekend. Did a little bit of woodwork in the house. Basically, that was it. Fed the cows. Had a baby calf over the weekend. Day before yesterday, a little bull calf from one of my landlord's cows. What else? Did a little bit of deer hunting. Didn't see anything I wanted to rehome. Oh, I will tell you the story from last night. So in this 30-acre peanut field that I got sowed to Truticow. Now, for the last couple weeks, there's been a badger making holes. Matter of fact, it looked like a B-52 bomber went through that field. I've been going out a couple times a night with the dogs just to see if we can see it, catch it. You know, badgers, unless you find their hole in the fence line. I've been looking for that hole. I couldn't find it. Well, last night, the dogs and I went for a walk, and with my wife's assistant and the dog's assistants, he's been rehomed. He won't be making holes in my field anymore. I took him about 4 miles down the road to somebody I didn't like. No, I didn't. Anyway, got that done. What else is there? Nothing major exciting going on the Clark Ponderosa. What about you guys? Do anything exciting over the weekend? Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. I got a question for you. If you're watching on social media, on Facebook or a website, I got this really nice Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association hat I'm wanting to give away. Here's the question. And I'll take number 4 correct answer. Text in your name if you want to win the cap. If you don't want to, if you just want to play, don't text your name in. And 580-225-9697. What is the longest contributory river of the Arkansas River? That makes sense. What's the longest river that is part of the Arkansas River system? It's been brought to my attention this morning. I never thought of it like that, but text in the answer. And like I said, I'll take the 4th one, and I got a really, really nice hat. If you're, like I said, it's OCA on the front. Miss Lori gave this to me. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Corn and wheat futures were lower in overnight trading on signs of favorable weather in parts of South America. Rainfall in parts of Brazil last week improved prospects for recently planted crops. As much as 2 inches of rain have fallen in southern Brazil from November the 27th through December 1st. While some areas of the country received up to inch and a half. Brazil standard precipitation index for November shows states in the northern and southern parts of the country are suffering from dryness, while central states have received ample rainfall. Rain has also fallen in parts of Argentina, giving a boost to crop prospects. Dry areas in South American country are limited for now, according to weather reports. Corn futures for March delivery fell 2.25 cents to 430 3/4 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures lost 3 3/4 to 544 1/4 a bushel, while Kansas City declined 2 3/4 to 538 a bushel. Soybean futures for January delivery fell 1.5 cents to 988 3/4 a bushel. Soy meal gained 80 cents to 292.70 a short ton. And soybean oil was down 0.23 cents to 41.51 a pound. Sales of soybean for export jumped to a marketing year high, while corn and wheat sales both declined week to week, according to the Ag Department in a delayed report. Soybean sales to overseas buyers totaled 2.49 million metric tons in the 7 days that ended on November 21st. That's up 34% from the previous week and 31% from the prior four-week average, and the largest amount since the marketing year started on September 1st. China was the big buyer at 1.09 million tons, followed by Mexico at 339,000 tons and Germany at 202,000 tons. Spain was in there for 140.6 million tons, and I think that's a misprint. That's a lot of soybeans. I would say around 140,000 tons, not million tons, but that's not what they wrote in here. Egypt purchased 122,000 tons from U.S. suppliers. Exports for the week totaled 2.08 million tons. That's down 15% from the previous week. Corn sales, meanwhile, fell 29% weekly to 1.06 million metric tons. That's also down 46% from the average of this time last year. Mexico bought 405,000 tons. A John Doe destination took 115,000. Guatemala was in there for 93,000. And Colombia purchased 74,000 tons. Exports of corn for the week totaled 1.01 million tons, up 6% week to week. Wheat sales last week were reported at 366,000 metric tons. That's down 33% from the week prior and 15% from the average. A John Doe country took 95,000 tons. Taiwan purchased 59,000 tons. Vietnam bought 36,000. Mexico was in there for 35,000. And Guatemala bought 30,000 tons. Wheat exports for the week jumped to 433,000 tons, according to the USDA. Well, not a whole crazy lot going on with weather in our farm belt, but man, over there in western Pennsylvania, do you guys see those crazy pictures of anywhere from a foot to 3-4 foot of snow? Woohoo, they can have that. That'd make feeding kind of crappy. All right, let's see here. Got that out of the way. According to the current USDA, U.S. Drought Monitor map, western Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Panhandle, including the Texas Panhandle, there is no drought going on. Down towards south of Altus, back over there towards Lawton, and in that area, they're in a D0, a little bit dry down in that area. But other than that, there's no drought going on, even southwestern Kansas. I have to remember that I have listeners up there along the Kansas state line. No drought going on in that area. Really nothing severe anywhere except up in Wyoming, Montana, in the western parts of the Dakotas up there. They have some D3 going on in that area. Otherwise, pretty good shape. All right. Let's take an OCA break. When I come back, I'll have your Lipscomb Dealerships Grain Market update, and we'll continue on with today's show. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for November 22nd, 2004. Head were sold. 5 head of steers at 436 brought 362.50. 4 at 450 brought 356. 12 at 504 brought 316. 8 at 578 brought 285. 9 at 701 brought 257. 6 at 781 brought 244. 5 at 939 brought 222. 13 head of heifers at 437 brought 301. 11 at 540 brought 272. 8 at 581 brought 262. 3 at 632 brought 233. 9 at 725 brought 235.50. 11 at 782 brought 217. Butcher cows were 30 to 136. Butcher bulls brought 12 to 144. Bred cows, $1,300 to $2,725. Pairs brought $1,950 to $2,850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6. Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale ever to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Get your guns this weekend at the Elk City Convention Center. When you walk through the door at the GNS Promotions Gun and Knife Show, you'll see new and used firearms all over the place. Rifles, shotguns, handguns, plus knives, ammo, and accessories. Buy what you need or bring your own to sell. You can buy, sell, and trade. The Gun and Knife Show is this weekend at the Elk City Convention Center, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Admission, $8. Call 918-635-5432. Come get your guns.
This Christmas, shop local. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store in downtown Elk City is your destination for a great selection of men's clothing, plus the most unique men's, pets, and household gifts, barbecue grills, spices, accessories, and outdoor party gear. Check out their 50% off rack while you're there. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store, 318 South Main Street in downtown Elk City. This Christmas, come on in and enjoy the ride.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Welcome back. Man, people are awake on Monday today. I got lots of answers. We'll go over that here in just a second. McLean, Texas. 55 degrees, humidity is 35, dew point's 28. The winds are out of the east at 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today at 11 miles an hour. No month-to-date precipitation. Red flag minutes, zero. Sub-freezing minutes, zero. 8-inch soil temperature, 47 degrees. How about that? Okay. Here's somebody just sent a text in. They missed the question. Here's the question. The question is, what is the largest river that contributes to the Arkansas River? Our longest, not the largest, the longest river, a tributary that feeds the Arkansas River. There you have it. I'll give a couple people. I have a winner already, but that is the question. If you want to play along here for a second, go ahead, and I'll give you the correct answer coming up here shortly. Some of the, there was a couple wrong ones. I'll help you out with that one. It is not the Red River. I'll at least let you know that one. And I'll give you a hint. North or south? No, it isn't. Somebody sent in something, says Cotton King Jr. I got a good Cotton King story for you. he's probably never going to talk to me again. Well, Jimmy Rhodes and his grandson went out hunting here last week and took grandson out the deer blind. Cotton King was griping about his son, the way he puts up his blind and blah, 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 you know, just being a little cranky. And there's a windmill there by the blind. Well, they were sitting there and there was a big, what are they, big 30 point buck, a big buck, according to Rhodes. And Rhodes' patience is about as long as his ear. But anyway, he ran out of patience. So this buck was standing behind the windmill. Finally, Jimmy pointed up out there, shot at this huge buck, and he hit the windmill. And missed the buck, of course. I guess him and his grandson was talking a little bit later. And anyways, man, that's a big old buck. Grandpa, if you just chill out and let that buck pass the windmill, probably would have been a better deal. So Rhodes is not a great white hunter. He admits that. Man, he got him a windmill. That's a pretty big deer. So I had to give him a shout out on him. He missed, so if you see him, ask him how many windmills he shot in the last week. All right, the correct answer, 4. And we have a winner, and I notified that winner, is the Canadian River or the South Canadian River, a.k.a. the South Canadian River is 100, what is it? Hang on here. Let me see here. It's 1,200 and... Yes. No, it's 1,026 miles. The Canadian River is the longest tributary of the Arkansas River in the United States, stretching out 1,023 miles. It begins in Colorado and flows through New Mexico, the Texas Panhandle, and Oklahoma. Its drainage area, check this out, covers 47,700 square miles. That's a lot of area. Sometimes called the South Canadian River to distinguish it from the North Canadian. It starts on the eastern side of the, Santa de Cresta Mountains. Is that how you say that? In Colorado, about 9,600 feet above sea level. And anyway, ends up down in the Arkansas River. Let's see, with South Canadian, it's down there by Norman, isn't it? That's where it does. Somewhere through there, it gets into the Red River, Arkansas River, just part of it. So pretty cool details there. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb Dealerships Grain Market update. They got dealers. They got the GM and the Dodge dealer here in Elk City and the Ford dealership over there in Sayre, Oklahoma. Corn right now for December, 424 up 1. March is 433 unchanged. Soybeans for January, 980 down 9.25. March is 987 down 9. Soybean meal December, 283.80 down 330. January, 287.30 down 460. Soybean oil December, 41.48 down 13. January is 41.22 down 52. Hard red winter wheat. It was taking a pretty good hit this morning, but it's kind of climbing back out of there. Let's go with March. 542 up 1.5. And May is 549 up 0.5. Cotton, March 71.34, down 59. And oil, December 2. Or wait, let me back up. January oil out of West Texas, 67.79, down 21. February, 67.52, down 20. Natural gas, January 3.19. February 3.05. Looks like the Dow and the S&P, and the Dow's down, and the S&P and the NASDAQ are up. Live cattle for December, 187.52, down 45. February is 187.50, down 112. April is 189.70, down 107. Feeder cattle, January, 256.67, down 280. March is 255.75, down 287. Lean hogs, December, 82.97, up 90. And February is 87.45, up 112. Okay, let's see here. I got a deal from... So I've been doing a little research, I guess, if you want to call it, on wood ash, because I'm getting ready to burn some big piles of trees whenever we get a snow, or I think it's safe to burn it. It's crazy what the wood ash has a lot of good uses. And the reason why I was checking into it, these are big piles of tree, and I thought about putting them in my high tunnel. And I was making sure it was good for everything that I grow in my high tunnel. So if you heat your home with wood, you probably have a good supply of wood ash. It consists mainly of minerals left behind after burning wood and contains calcium along with other beneficial elements that can be used around the house when, listen to this, applied correctly. It's actually natural ice melt. I didn't know that. Natural toilet cleaner. Wood is an excellent toilet cleaner because it not only cleans and polishes a bowl, but it's also safe for septic systems. How about that? It's good for cleaning cloudy headlights. It also good for polishing silver. Here's one that everybody wants to hear about. It's a skunk odor remover. Wood ash can help neutralize skunk odor on pets. If you get your pet gets sprayed, dust them with wood ash and leave them outside for a few hours before giving them that bath. Do not mix water and wood ash together. The water just makes it, the skunk deal go, just gets bigger. While this method can somewhat be effective, it may also be used more common in the past. There are better alternatives available on the skunk bill. Just saying that. Let's see here. It's good for removing oil spills. It's a roach repellent. Sprinkling some ash in dark areas of your home or beneath appliances can deter cockroaches. They're so they don't like wood ash. So if you're gonna do it, just put it around the outside of your house, because if you put them under your appliances, it's just going to deter them to another part of your house, and your wife will be screaming when she sees the one in the bathroom or in the bedroom or something. It's also, it's much like baking soda. Wood ash can eliminate unpleasant smells in your home. Placing a small jar in the fridge can work wonders, especially if there's bits of charcoal mixed in with the ash. So they brought this deal up on charcoal. If your vents are in the floor of your home and you get skunked out in your home, charcoal, if you place charcoal on your vents, it will help get the skunk smell out of there quicker. It's a fertilizer, garden fertilizer. It's rich in trace minerals from the wood. Wood ash is beneficial for plant health. While it lacks carbon and nitrogen, those nutrients can easily be sourced from compost. According to the University of Vermont, about 5 gallons of wood ash is recommended for every 1,000 square feet of garden space. However, be cautious as it raises soil pH and is not suitable for acid-loving plants like blueberries or potatoes. Also, adding a small amount of wood ash can give your compost pile a helpful boost where birds enjoy the compost in rural areas. That was the reason why I was checking on what wood ash does to your ground. So it does raise your pH. Keep that in mind. Let's see here. Here's another one. Those unsightly black spots on tomatoes due to the lack of calcium. While eggshells and bone meal are commonly added to tomato plants' holes for calcium, wood ash can serve the same purpose. Simply mix about a quarter cup of wood ash in each tomato planting hole before planting the transplant. And it's also good for repelling slugs and snails, and it is a safe ant repellent for kids and pets. And here's the last one. Wood ash is packed with minerals, making it a beneficial supplement for chickens when used in moderation. According to the community chickens, wood ash provides calcium and potassium. Adding wood ash to your chicken feed can be a great way to enhance their diet. When I was doing my research, I thought you guys would want to hear that about the wood ash. So just remember, if you put it in your garden, be careful about where your blueberries, potatoes, I'm going to say strawberries also. It raises the pH level in the soil. There's nothing really crazy dangerous about it. All right, let's go ahead and take an OCA break. When I come back, I'll have more news in our big world of agriculture. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a hair, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Just imagine you're getting to the end of your career. You have worked hard creating a beautiful life for your family over the past 30 or 40 years. You've raised your kids and spent countless hours at their sporting events, concerts, and ag shows. As you were going through this phase of your life, you thought the long evenings would never end. Now that your career is winding down and your kids are no longer home, you cherish those memories with your family and wish you could go back and watch your kids do what they love one more time. You now have grandkids and you find peace watching your own kids become parents and love seeing the world through your grandkids' eyes. As you inch toward retirement, you start to wonder if you've taken the right steps, saved enough money, and where does Medicare and Social Security fit into all of this? Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, 323-6800 or retirewithbacca.com. There are many things in life that will worry us, but retirement should not be one of them. Let us help you find your peace in retirement.
That's the sound of a fridge begging for mercy. Or how about that washing machine that sounds more like a rock band than a rinse cycle? Shy the Repair Guy has it covered. He'll fix anything from rebellious refrigerators to whining washing machines. If it plugs in and breaks down, call Shy the Repair Guy and let him turn your "why is it doing that?" into "ah, that's better." For all your household appliance repair needs, call Shy at 580-243-9619 or Daryl 580-799-5433.
The Big 3 Year-End Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles now through the end of the year at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people with great deals for you this holiday season.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Buffalo, Oklahoma, here's your ag forecast update. 43 degrees, feels like 37. Dew point's 25, humidity's 48. The winds are out of the east, northeast at 11 miles an hour with the wind gust up to 16. 0.04 inches of rain in the last 10 days, according to the Mesonet. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature of 42 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.8. Sunset at 5:22 today. Let's see here. 44 for a high today. Getting there close. 23 tonight. 57 and mostly sunny tomorrow. That don't sound too shabby. I looked at the 15-day forecast. Doesn't look like anything major going on with our weather. It's just kind of like what we had going on, which I can handle that. Might need a shower here in a couple weeks. Let's check out some harvest reports from deer season. This is the last week of rifle season for white-tailed deer. Beaver, 373, or no, I'm sorry, let me back up here. Beaver, there we go. So far this year, 373 deer have been harvested. Beckham County doing pretty good. Just in rifle season alone, 515. Is that right? Yep, 515 bucks have been harvested. 342 does have been harvested. No, I'm sorry. I had that reversed. 342. No, I didn't have that right. Why don't they do this in order here? Anyway, 515 bucks have been harvested for total for the year so far, 1,202. Blaine County, you're at 823 for a total for the year. Caddo County, 1,809 deer taken so far. Cimarron County, not very many. 60 bucks have been harvested so far in rifle season, 5 does. Let's see here. Let me piss. Dewey County, here we go. 958 deer have been harvested so far this year. Ellis County, 924. Greer County, 598. And let's see here. Let me go back to the next page here. Get some more counties in our listening area. Kiowa County, 652 deer have been harvested so far. Major County, 890. And then Noble County, 1,153. I'm looking. I got a lot of looking to do here. You guys just bear with me here. Roger Mills County, 1,445 deer have been harvested. Texas County, 139. Tillman County, 649. And Woods County, 895 deer have been harvested so far. So there's your update on the harvest report. I'll give you another next Monday after rifle season is done. Well, as you guys all know, that the fire we had earlier this year, the Smokehouse Creek fire, burned more than a million acres over a 20-day span in February and March. It killed two people, burned hundreds of homes, and killed thousands of cattle. A Texas House committee found a decayed utility pole that broke, causing fires, power lines to fall on dry grass and started the fire. Well, XL Energy, who provides a lot of the power for the Panhandle of Texas, will unveil an AI-driven wildfire detection system for the Texas Panhandle. I thought this was interesting. According to the company, the system will provide real-time video feeds and rapid alerts to first responders, enabling faster and more effective responses. XL will hold a news conference tomorrow at 1 o'clock to release the more details on ABC 7 News. I think that's out of Amarillo. Yep, it is. The detection system comes in the wake of the worst wildfire in Texas history. Let's see here. It says customers could face a rate increase as a result of the wildfires, because there's numerous lawsuits going on as a result of this fire. So I'll just give you guys an update on that. But I think that's really interesting. They're unveiling the AI-driven wildfire detection system for the Texas Panhandle. So interesting. All right. We've talked about this last year and the year before. We're going to talk about it again this year. When driving in Kansas, it's easy to spot big round hay bales that are wrapped in plastic and ready to be fed to cattle. When it is time to feed the bales, some producers put the hay with the wrap on in the grinder or chop it up together, while others choose to remove the wrap before offering free choice hay to the herd. Which way is the best for cows? That is a question that the experts at Kansas State University Beef Cattle Institute answered on a recent Cattle Chat podcast. The question came from a producer who discovered that one of his cows died, had a ball of plastic in her gut that likely came from eating the bale wrap and caused her to have blockage that ultimately led to her death. Even chopped plastic can form a ball in the cow's gut and will accumulate over time and in some cases lead her to die, says K-State veterinarian Bob Larson. This has to do with how feed moves through the rumen, which is chambered in the cow's stomach, according to K-State beef cattle nutritionist Philip Lancaster. He shares that as feed passes through the rumen in the normal digestion process of the beef cattle, there is a liquid layer that the feed must sink through to get to the next chamber. The particles have to be dense enough to sink into that, but plastic pieces are very light, so they float and can accumulate in the rumen over time. He added the death can happen when the plastic ball acts like a plug, either preventing gas release or passes through the digestive tract. Eating chopped plastic is a greater challenge for cows than for cattle on feed because of the years of a cow's life versus the feedlot steer. A greater percentage of the cow's diet is hay, and she's consuming over a lifetime compared to a steer, which only has about 10% of his diet as hay, and he's only in the feed yard for about 5 months before being processed. With that in mind, experts agree the best strategy for the herd is to remove the plastic wrap before offering the hay to the herd. Along with the lessened risk of digestive issues, K-State Brian Lubers added that removing the wrap is also physically safer for cattle. The wrap can get stomped in the mud and get tangled around their legs, which in some cases leads to lameness for the animal. Oh, cattle producers for themselves, I'll tell you what we do. One landlord I take care of cattle for, I remove the wrap from the hay. Another one I do is I roll the hay out, and when the cows eat the hay that's rolled out on the ground, the next day I pick up the wrap. And another one we put in bale racks, I just put the hay down, I cut the wrap, and I pull it down to the bottom of the ground and pull it all the way over on the other side. And next time I put a bale in there, I pick up the wrap, and I've had no problems with it. And speaking of wrap and cow sacks, feed sacks, and especially corn sack feed, deer feed right now. All right, guys, we're supposed to be good stewards of the land. Let's pick up our wrap and secure it, and the feed sacks and the deer corn sacks, all that. They're starting to get a little numerous out on the blacktops, county roads, and highways. Please do your part to secure those subjects. And I have my catch-all on the back of my truck, and I see catch-alls starting to appear on a lot of vehicles. I think Hober Farm and Garden sells them. Who else? Raised Boot and Saddle here in Elk City sells them. They're expanding their deal, and you can get on Facebook. You can get on Facebook, and people have posts on their catch-all on their back of their truck. And they're giving every time when you buy one, I think you're entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets to go see Cross Canadian Ragweed next year in Stillwater. Boys from Oklahoma concert. All kinds of good things going on there. All right, let's go ahead and take OCA break. We'll come back. We'll finish up the show.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Mangum, Oklahoma. Here is your southwestern Oklahoma ag weather forecast brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden. Speaking of the Hobart Farm and Garden, they did catch the person that broke in. I don't have all the details of what all was missing. No big deal. They did catch that person, and they were back in action and open Friday. I went down there and visited all the guys. If you want some pecans, they got some big bags, like 1 pound bags of pecans down there that somebody harvested. They're really good. They're laying up there on the counter by the cash register. There are about 20 bags of them. Anyway, these are really good pecans because I bought me a couple bags, and they're outstanding. Mangum, 57 degrees, feels like 57. Dew point's 34, humidity's 42. The winds are out of east, northeast at 9 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 48 degrees. Sunset at 5:26. Sunny, 55 degrees today. Already surpassed that tonight. Little chilly, 28 degrees, mostly clear tomorrow. 53 with east winds to south, switching out of the south, about 10 to 12 miles an hour tomorrow. And that is your forecast for Mangum, Oklahoma. Well, I was going to brag on OU and OSU football teams today, but I threw that out the door. So what I am going to brag about is the Texas A&M University judging teams claim some national titles. The horse judging teams claim second consecutive national title. Meat judging team finishes the season as reserve champions. Two competitive teams with the Texas A&M College of Agriculture and Life Sciences Department of Animal Science. Man, it's a long title. Finished the 24 judging season with National Reserve Nationals titles. Let's see here. The horse judging team claimed the 24 national judging national championship at the American Quarter Horse Association World Championship Collegiate Horse Judging Contest right here in Oklahoma City. This marks the second year that they have won that title. And then the Texas A&M meat judging team secured the 24 Reserve National Championship at the American Meat Science Association International Intercollegiate Meat Judging Contest in Dakota City, Nebraska. The department is proud of the incredible accomplishments made by the horse and meat judging teams, said Clay Mathis, professor and head of the Department of Animal Science. The team members and coaches are continuing the tradition of excellence instilled in the department's deal. Let's see here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people on the horse judging team that was in Oklahoma City. They won. That's pretty cool. Let's see here if I know anybody. Let's see. Individual placings are Brianna Bonkart from Middletown, Maryland. High overall, fourth halter, third reasons in eighth performance. Let's see here if I know anybody else. Nope. There's a few on there from the team, but most of them are out of from up north, back east. Interesting. Never thought about that. And then the meat judging team finishes the season strong. Looks like, let me see here. Top 10 individual alternate results. Maddie Ural at Peyton, Colorado. Galvin Kabbalah, I think how you say that, it was eighth. And anyway, they everywhere got to do it. So congratulations to the Texas A&M judging teams for their national titles. All right. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association
10 head or 10,000 head, cow-calf stockers or feeders, selling at the sale barn, retaining ownership, or marketing retail, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has something for everyone. As cattle producers, we all have many of the same goals in mind: profitability, stewardship, feeding the world with integrity, and protecting our resources and livelihood for generations to come. To become a member or to learn about ways to get more involved, all you got to do is go to okcattlemen.org. Or if you know how to get a hold of Lori Campbell up there in Viside or Arnett, you're more than welcome to give her a call. Things are pretty crazy around there. They look like they're doing a lot of quail hunting, her and Jeremiah. So now it's that time of the year getting ready. Okay, what else was I going to talk to you guys about? Ooh, I was going to mention it. Man, my memory is getting really bad. Oh, if you're listening, I think I've talked about this once since I started the show, and Texas A&M has wrote numerous articles about what's legal and not legal to sell beef off the ranch. I want to explain something to you in Oklahoma. I'm not going to get into the Texas part of it, but in Oklahoma, since I sell beef. So what you're allowed to do is why you cannot buy, like for me or some other people that sell beef off the ranch, the reason why you cannot purchase it from me already processed is because it's not legal. What we have to do as a producer is we feed the calf however many days, whether it's 90, 120, 160, or 200 days, put them on feed. We bring the calf to the processor, and you pay us either by the live weight, or you can, most 99% of the time, I sell it hang weight on the hook. Then you pay the processing. That's the only legal way that you can buy beef, for like for me and numerous other people selling beef legally. You have to pay for the processing. Now, there is some producers out there, I think Monty Tucker, Jimmy Taylor, the Taylor Ranch, and Hickey. I know there's a lot more. I'm just, now they have a USDA license that they can sell by the already processed. And so I'm going to give you so much, I already want it processed, and that's the way I want to buy it. But you have to have a USDA license to do it that way. So, but I can legally sell it to you by the hang weight. I'm using me for an example because I know what I can do legally. I can sell it to you by the hang weight, and then you pay the processing. Does that make sense to you guys? There's a reason behind that. I cannot sell it to you already in the package. I don't have the license for it. That doesn't mean my beef is bad because it's not. I don't have a USDA license. That doesn't, it has nothing to do with it. It's just the way the system's set up. And I'm pretty sure it's the same way in Texas that unless you have a license, you cannot sell processed. It already processed. And I've learned a few hard lessons selling beef off the ranch. Some people want this package this way, some people want it packaged that way. So what I've done is I've taken that out of off me, because I'm not, you know, I've had one guy did it all, and the packaging cost $200 extra for that half a beef, and I had to eat it. So anyway, you get it packaged the way you want it, you're happy, I'm happy, I have my money for my beef. You have some of the best beef and the world is grown right here in the Texas Panhandle in Western Oklahoma, off the farm for people to put in their freezer. Speaking of that, you know, you guys need to be thinking about buying your kids quarters or halves for Christmas. Plus, I was listening to that commercial a while ago I'm not dumb here, but my brain goes really blank when I'm talking on the show and I don't think about stuff, Camrock, I don't know why I know, Camrock Supply here in Elk City. Man, your husband will really love it if you buy him a bolt bin, some stocked with bolt bins. Check it out down there at Camrock Supply there, down there by Fred's. Almost forgot that too. Anyway, it's pretty cool. So I just wanted to explain to you guys why you cannot buy beef from a lot of people that raise beef for processing. Already processed. If that makes sense, I hope I didn't confuse you. Let's see here. What is a good rule of thumb for stocking wheat pasture? You guys know what tomorrow, that's going to be what we're going to talk about tomorrow is what's a good rule of thumb, how to stock, when to stock. And I know everybody's got their own ways, but man, my man from Stillwater, Dr. Paul Beck, from the Oklahoma State University Co-op Extension Beef Cattle Department. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. All right. I hope you guys have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sarah and Elk City, Oklahoma. And tomorrow, remember, it's Hay Day Tuesdays.